Greetings, one and all, from the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Yes, the Great One is back among the muzzle morons. So, when I started my voyage out of South Dakota, coming back to Fort Collins, it was 8 degrees. I left at 0530 hours, woke up at 0430, putzed around a little bit, got my shit together, had almost everything packed in the car, except for my last-minute shit and camera, because I didn't want to leave the camera outside in the car overnight because I knew it was going to be cold, and then the pile of beer that I was bringing back for Rachel. Had that in the garage, where it was still nice and cold. And so it's eight degrees outside, and it's 0530 in the morning, and I'm getting ready to go on this road trip, and I'm looking, and it's like, man, I got this giant pile of ice-cold beer. It sure would help make the trip go by a lot better. I almost cracked one open, but then I managed to restrain myself and said, nah, we just need to focus on driving. So anyhow, hopped in, had my route all planned out, hit the road, making good time. Fucking Google. Because I always do the Google, even though I've more or less kind of learned the path between Rapid City and Fort Collins now that I've done this enough times. I just turned on the Google just to make sure in case something happens, whatever. And Google comes up with this thing. Oh, there is a alternate route that's better. We all know about Google's alternative routes. But I was feeling okay. I was in a good mood. Things were going well. It was nice and warm in the car. I was listening to the Dick Show. Oh man, if you guys have not heard the Dick Show, where he talks about where he and that fat piece of shit Vito went to do the counter protest for the comedian, the Netflix, you really need to listen to that episode. If I was smart, I'd put a link to it in the show notes. We'll see whether or not that happens. But just the whole shtick where the pro-tranny protesters, you know, come over there and, like, they take Dick's sign and they break it, and then they start shouting he's got a weapon because he's holding the stick that used to have a sign on it. See, now it's a weapon. And it's just listen to the whole thing. And once again, the whole thing is orchestrated. All of these protesters who are showing up for these things, these are not, like, normal people. This is not what I intended to talk about today. These are not, like, normal people who care about trannies or some shit like that. These are, I don't even know what they are. They are professional protesters. They are people who are there to, you know, destroy other people's lives to cause, it just, anyway, listen to it. If I remember, if it that has nothing to, hey, I'm listening to the Dick Show. I'm in a good mood. Except for when Dick's talking about his dog. Like, dude, what are you, a woman? Stop talking about your fucking dog. Grow some balls. So I'm driving back. Google has an alternative route. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what Google's got for me. So I hit the button and accepted the route, and I followed Google's directions. And it took me down through Nebraska, assuming I have my geography correct. I think it was Nebraska. So I drove through Nebraska. And then it cuts me back into Wyoming. And I spent 20 miles going down a gravel road, which then popped me out on some country road out in the middle of nowhere, one of these roads that's, you know, barely even two lanes wide. And so I had this whole little side trip through Nebraska and bumfuck Wyoming. Which was actually, it was kind of nice. I saw some interesting stuff along the way. There were some abandoned buildings and shit. If it had not been fucking freezing cold outside, I would have stopped and taken some photographs. So I went from 8, because my Subaru has a temperature, thermometer is what that's called, a temperature thingy. Has a thermometer for the outside temperature. So when I started off, it was 8. Then we slowly crept our way up to 12, and then it went back down to 10, you know, as I'm driving south. And then it crept back up. I think when I got to Fort Collins, I think it was back up to like 16 or something. So yeah, there's plenty of cold weather along the way. If it had not been freezing cold outside, I'd have hopped out and taken some pictures. But now, I know some places that when it gets warm, Maybe I'll go back and take some pictures of these abandoned buildings. So got back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Drove about a little bit, looked at all the idiots with the muzzles on, went over to Rachel's house, unloaded, got some shit, went to the restaurant, people with muzzles on. Went back home. So after that, I went out to do some shit. I had to go to the hardware store, I had to go to the liquor store, and I wanted to go get some ice cream. So just in case you don't know this, the People's Republic of Fort Collins and all of Larimer County, which is the county that Fort Collins is in, they're on the mask mandate again. So everybody's got their little sign on their door, you know, must wear a muzzle to come in the building, yada, yada, yada. So I go to the hardware store. I walk in the hardware store with no muzzle. And nobody says a word. The guy comes over, asks me if I need any help. I said, yeah, I'm looking for this. He's, yeah, they're right over here. He's talking about holidays and stuff. He's like, yeah, I hate traveling and everything because you got to wear a muzzle on the airplane. I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean, man. He's, of course, has his muzzle on because he works there. If you want to keep your job, you have to put a muzzle on. But see, if you're me and you don't work there and you're just going in the hardware store to buy shit and there's other hardware stores, you can go in without a muzzle. What are they going to do? Throw me out? Fuck you. So I got my power strip and I went and checked out, talked to the lady. She is very nice and everything went out. Boom. So I go over to the liquor store because I need to get some Plymouth gin. Because you can't find Plymouth gin in Rapid City. I have looked, not at every liquor store in the state, but I've gone to about 5 or 6 liquor stores. I called some on the phone. Nobody has Plymouth gin. So I'm like, all right. And I took one bottle of Plymouth gin up there with me. Haven't even opened it yet. Because I was like, well, shit, I can't open this till I know I got some replacement. Right? Because I might have a rough day. I might really need this bottle of gin. I got to hang on to it. Who the fuck is calling me? What are you people doing? Hold on. Let me see if this is important. Because it could be. I don't know your phone number. Thanks. Where was I? Plymouth Gin. So, I go Rapid City. So no one has Plymouth Gin. So I got my bottle of Plymouth Gin up there and have not yet opened it. So I'm like, all right, I got to get some Plymouth Gin while I'm down here so I can fucking make some martinis again. So I go in the liquor store. No muzzle. Walk in the liquor store. Everybody's very friendly. Can we help you? Yeah, I need some booze. You know, I got my shit checked fine. So there, I go to the Cold Stone ice cream to go get me some fucking ice cream. I walk in the ice cream place. Yeah. Somebody left me a message. It's probably about my automobile warranty because I've gotten a couple of those lately. Oh. No, it's other annoying people. Great. It's more people wanting me to work. I shouldn't complain about more work. I'll get to that work in a minute. So I go in the ice cream. God damn it, phone, stop. Fuck. Jesus Christ. I'm so sick of technology. So fucking sick of it. So I go in the liquor store. Nobody gives a shit that I'm not wearing a muzzle. I did that already. So I go in the ice cream store, girl behind the counter, I don't put on a muzzle. She doesn't give a shit. Guys, stop wearing the fucking muzzles. It's time for everyone. Phone, fuck you. Stop fucking beeping. Hold on, I'm turning this goddamn thing off. Fucking goddamn Christ. Fuck. Where was I? Okay, so anyway, went back home, slept all that shit, got up the next day. I wanted to go over to CSU Surplus to pick up a computer and see what else kind of shit they had, because that's where I get my secondhand computers from, because they got good deals. And they also have a lot, right now they've got a whole bunch of fucking CSU shirts and sweatpants and all this other stuff, brand new, that they're getting rid of. If I wanted to advertise for CSU for free, I would buy one because there's some nice shirts. It's always interesting to see what the university is getting rid of. There's always like weird shit from the laboratories, scientific equipment and stuff like that. So anyway, pull up to CSU Surplus. And if I remember, I'll put a picture of this in the show notes. There's not one, not two, not three, but there's four. There's four signs telling you you have to wear a muzzle to go into the building. Now you're saying, great one. Did you go into CSU Surplus without a muzzle on? No, I did not. And here's why. Because if there's any group of people, well, let's start over. If there's any place in Fort Collins where somebody's going to get their panties in a wad because you're not wearing a muzzle, one of them would be somewhere on CSU campus. And I used to know the guy who ran CSU Surplus. I don't know him anymore. I do know him, but he doesn't run CSU Surplus anymore because he retired. So there's some new person. I have no knowledge of whether or not this new person is, you know, a douchebag or not. And on top of that, if there's any single group of people in Fort Collins that have way too much free time. I mean, 25 hours a day of free time because they have no purpose. It's the CSU police. And the CSU police, as I mentioned before, but for the benefit of new people, are not like rent-a-cops on most college campuses that I've been to. They are actual full-fledged police officers who can arrest you, taser you, shoot you, you know, give you a court. They're like real police officers, except they work for the university, not for the city. They have all the powers of the city police. And the city police here in Fort Collins at least have homeless people to harass. The CSU police, they have nothing to do at all. So given the fact that the guy, you know, I'm on CSU campus, which is already, you know, excruciatingly leftist and anti-male and anti-white and pro-diversity, and then I don't know who's in charge of CSU Surplus, and then knowing that the CSU police have way too much free time, I decided that I would not take a chance on this one until I scoped it out. So I walked in with my muzzle over my mouth, with my nose blatantly sticking out. I didn't like that half thing where your nose is kind of sort of uncovered. No. My nose is entirely exposed above the top of the muzzle. So I walk in, and there's a kid at the counter. He's got his muzzle on, and I'm cruising around the corner there looking at the computers, and I look at the back in the work area where the other employees are working. And all of them have their muzzle hanging on one ear, draped down so that it's not even on their face. And I'm like, okay, obviously we're not too concerned. And so I just draped my muzzle off one ear, except when somebody seemed to be coming near me, and not like another shopper. And I just pop it up over my mouth and leave my nose sticking out. Which is, in a way, is equally fun. It's like, it's fun to go into an establishment without the muzzle, but it's equally fun to go in with your nose just sticking right out, right? Not even being subtle about it. It's almost more, I'm trying to decide which is more fun, not wearing it or just being so blatantly disregarded. Hey, look, I've got one on. It's just not over my nose. What are you going to do? Actually, the most fun is not being in a shithole where people are putting magic underwear on their faces. So I'll be out of here, though, in 2 weeks. Thank God. So then, that brings us to Umbrella Corporation. Because the whole reason, remember, I was coming down was to work at Umbrella Corporation. I was coming down a week sooner than this right here because I was going to do a gig that was a week long. Then it turned out, as I told you, like the day before I was getting ready to leave, they sent me the message, oh, you have to be vaccinated to work the show. We forgot to tell you because, you know, the production manager can't manage the production. So now I'm here. Of course, we are muzzling. And I thought about it. So here's the thing. I had to think really hard about this. Because originally my plan was to come down and just walk in the door at Umbrella to work and not wear a muzzle and tell them, you know, look, go fuck yourselves. You're going to have to deal with it. And I expect that this would eventually lead to me just being fired or at least being told to leave and not come back. If they didn't fire me, they just say, you know, you got to go. You can't work, sorry. And then they'd be fucked because they wouldn't have anybody to do my job. Which, right now, I mentioned I'm in the parking lot of Umbrella Corporation right now. This is my lunch break. I thought about it long and hard. See what I did there? And here's what I decided. Is I'm going to wear the muzzle. And occasionally I'm going to cover my nose. And I'm going to power through. You know, unless somebody pisses me off. Now, if somebody like, whatever. Like if I have to hear some Wuhan shit, I'm going to tell people to go fuck themselves. Right? I'm done with stupid. But I'm going to wear the muzzle, even though I get paid shit here. I'm going to wear the muzzle and I'm going to do the work for the 2 weeks. And here's why. Number one, I said that I would work the gigs. I gave my word that I would show up and do this. Now, I did this when there was not a muzzle mandate. So the conditions have changed. But I gave my word I would do it. And as much as I would like to go back on my word to like prove my point or what the fuck ever, you know, the fact is that I am a man. I do not have a vagina. I can't play the I can change my mind at any moment card. You know, I can't just get stuff for free and get treated and blah, 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 because I don't have a vagina, right? I am a man. The only thing I have of value is my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it. And once I break my promise, I'm kind of a piece of shit, right? Women don't have that problem because they go through life on easy mode. Well, I don't have vagina. So I said I would do these gigs. And when I said that, I knew they were in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I knew they'd be in December. I knew there was a really good chance that there'd be a muzzle mandate, if not a lockdown. You know, if the gigs didn't even get canceled. So I really did know that was a possibility when I said yes to it. And as much as I would like to abdicate myself of any responsibility for that knowledge, you know, I had it. Second reason, I'm not exactly doing hard work. So it's not like I'm getting winded here. Most of what I'm going to be doing is sitting on my ass in the dark. And in the dark, I'll be able to take the muzzle off because no one will fucking know. Thirdly, it will be nice to get some money. Yes, I am underpaid here, being as I am now the second most senior person at the entire place. And right now, so just tangent for a second. So right now, we're in the middle of trying to figure out how to hang this giant piece of scenery up in the air. And nobody knows how it works. The people who own it don't know how it works. And so myself and the person here who does the lighting, she's got to figure out how to power the fucking thing. I got to figure out how to hang it. And we got to hang it in such a way that, first of all, it stays up there and doesn't fall down. So that secondly, it can move back and forth like it's supposed to. And third, so they can get electricity and work the way it's supposed to. Because there's a bunch of moving parts. So it's got to hang. It's got to not fall and kill anybody. It's got to move back and forth. And then it's got to have electricity. And on the one hand, it's annoying that the people who own it don't know how it works. But on the other hand, see, this is the fun part of the job, is figuring this shit out. And I actually enjoy this. This is what's fun about doing this. They did ask me if I would work some additional shows. In this case, knowing that I would have to wear a muzzle, I said no. And here, assuming I get through this 2 weeks without getting fired or quitting or anything like that, you know, and we get this and I don't hate anybody, I'm just going to let them know. I said, look, I'll be willing to work for you in the future, but see, now I'm going to lay down the stipulation. I will not wear a muzzle. So now, see, now they know in advance. So it's going to be like, okay, if the muzzle mandate goes away, and they ask me, hey, can you work these gigs? I'm going to say yes. But they're going to know, I'm going to make it very clear, I will come and work the gigs unless there is a muzzle mandate. If there is a muzzle mandate, then you're going to have to replace me. Because as much as I hate this place in some ways, it really is fun. It sounds sick. It's like I enjoy punishment or something. Like I say, what I'm doing right now, like having to solve this problem, it's a good time. I enjoy this aspect of things. And so far, nobody today has annoyed me particularly. I mean, we've only been here for 5 hours. There's plenty of time left because we're just starting. We got a lot of hours ahead of us. And there's been some interesting changes since I have been gone. I don't have details on who's not here anymore and why not, but there's been some changes. Not surprising. But anyhow, so there it is. I mean, I think that's the current update. I don't know over the next couple of weeks how much podcasting you will get or not get. This might be the last time you hear from me for a while, or it might not. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I just wanted to update everybody on the trip and the fact that, yes, I am going into public places without a muzzle on. And so far, nobody said shit. And yes, I am working at the Umbrella Corporation, and we are doing our thing.